Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, whoa. Yeah. Where? Holy Spirit just moved. Oh, yeah. Hey, Holy Spirit just moved. Why be the camp? 2x2 the movement. Let's go. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name. I really wanna get to know his name. Not just for what season, like Christmas or holidays. I heard his name is Jesus, name higher than every name. And he can't be born and died for sins, which I'm to blame. Since that's the case, and what a shame that people nowadays not even thinking of him. They living for selfish gain instead of hearing Jesus is the reason for the season, which is truth. I'm hearing by the men with toys, the clowns on roofs. Give him the boot. Now can you please remind me, what's a Santa Claus to a rockabye baby? I mean rockabye baby. Since a man now we're not a baby. You know he died, but he rose up. Now lift his name up. His name's Emmanuel, I swear no hell won't even touch it. That's the end of discussion. I wanna know his name, let my life be show and tell. So you can tell I know him well, it's in his name. I believe, yeah.
Know your name,
whoa.
Know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Madeline Basher, a host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. Happy New Year, you guys. We are back. We are back. We are back. And I'm just glad to be here to share with you guys and give you some encouragement and some empowerment. Now, look, I have, you know, y'all, I took some time off to make sure that when I came back that I could bring you guys information or something that I believe will be awesome for you, that I believe you will be excited about, that I believe you need to hear, and I need to hear, because I'm going to just tell you, I've been getting slammed in the face for the last, oh my goodness, few months here, and you know what? It is okay. Okay, but we okay. It is okay. We're going to get through this together. We're going to walk through this together. So, how many of you are living on purpose, living in a purpose? Maybe you got some things that you know God has given you to do, and you just haven't done it. Okay, is that you? Do you have this pile of stuff, papers, tablets, laptops, whatever, and it, things that God has given you to do, and you just haven't done it? Why? Because you just didn't make the time. You say you don't have the time. You don't have the resources. You don't have the know-how. I don't know what to tell you, y'all. We're going to have to get it figured out. And as the subject for today says, why not? Why have you not gotten it done? Okay? Is it fear? Okay? Fear can hold a lot of people up on things that they need to be doing, and the thing that God has for us, purpose for us, plan for us, it will strike up some fear. I'm going to just tell you. It'll strike up a fear in you, and you want to be, okay, I don't know what I need to do. I don't know which direction to go. I don't know who I need to talk to. All those things come along with fear, okay? When you got all those questions and it's I don't, me, my, yeah, you're not doing what you're called to do. He will prepare you. He will equip you for everything that he assigns you. So when it gets overwhelming for you and you just cannot seem to figure it out or find your way with it, yeah, more than likely there are some there's some things that he has for you to do, and that's the plan for that he has for you. And the more excuses you make, it really makes it harder for you to accomplish those things. And then he's holding back some blessings that he wants to give you because of your fear. The fear is doubt. The fear is you trying to figure it out. And, y'all, it's God, he gives us a purpose and a plan. And he gives us a vision. And you know what? He tells you, when he gives it to you, he tells you, write it down. You know why? Because you're going to forget. He's going to be giving you all of this great stuff. Like I said, y'all got these notes and these little pieces of paper and post-its. I'm just telling you what I do. I got myself in trouble these last few months because even with this episode, y'all, I cannot find my notes. Okay, so as soon as I get them, I am going to change my description in this episode because it was some great stuff. Oh, my goodness. But that's okay. I digress, like the young man says. He is so funny to me. But anywho, make sense of the word, no pun intended. So, okay, y'all, here we go. I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to shoot from the hip. That's where we are. Empowerment Monday is where we are today. Today is January 16th, 2023, and my tongue is tied, but it's all good. So, next level stuff, y'all. God gives us next level stuff. He don't give us mediocre. He don't give us that little eeny-weeny, teeny-tiny baby Christian just got here stuff, okay? He gives us that next that I'm going to give to you, okay? And you need to write them down, and then you need to talk to yourself, work on yourself, pray about it, and make sure that what you do next is God-given, because I'm going to tell you, these five questions are hard, and I got them. I got them first, so it's y'all's turn. Question number one, how much longer will you remain where you are? You're sitting still. You're not doing anything. You got all these thoughts, ideas, dreams, visions, whatever it is, and you know that it's great, and then you next thing you know, you look up and somebody else is doing it. It is because that person moved when God told them to move. Okay, so how long are you going to remain where you are and let other people around you, you're constantly seeing them and you're getting your feelings and you're mad because they're moving forward and they're getting all these blessings from your idea that, you know, in your mind. Like, yeah, I'm telling you, this is stuff I got for me. But I'm sharing it with you because I know I ain't the only one dealing with this. Okay, and you just feel some type of way because you just couldn't get it done. Okay, you just couldn't seem to move fast enough. Maybe you took action. You couldn't move fast enough. The funds wasn't there, but you shared it with someone, okay? And then that someone got it done. As long as it got done, God don't care. Give him the glory. He gave you the vision, and you shared it with the person that he intended to get it done. That's how you got to look at that, okay? That's how you got to look at that. And I know that's hard, y'all. I'm going to just say I have cried. I have thought these thoughts myself. I've been so angry with some people and upset with some folks because I'm like, they stole my vision. They stole my idea. They stole my plan. But that was the person God wanted to use to get it done. You were just the messenger, okay? So how long will you remain where you are and not do and run in what God has told you to be doing? Not to talk about it, not to be about it. He told you, write the vision, make it plain. Okay, now get to work. You do it. You could have done it because he gave it to you first. Okay, you could have done it. But what you did was you blah, 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 and everybody what you going to do when you get this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And guess what? They had all of the things that you waiting on for God to give you, and they got it done. Okay? Either way it goes, God's going to get done what he got to get done when he need it done. Okay, whether we want to move or not. Okay, you can get left out if you want to, but I'm just telling you, don't get in your feelings when he assigns it to someone else because someone else shared it with him, which was the person they really wanted to get it done in the first place. All right? Everything ain't for us to do. Everything ain't for us to say, but it is for us to do. So, anywho, I've already gone through this. I'm trying to make it through it, y'all. I'm serious. All right. Second question is, are you doing what you are wiring others to do? Leaders, talking to us. This I'm talking to us. We can give instruction, managers, supervisors, owners, business partners, you know, whoever you, if you are in a position of authority and you're telling all of these people who get it done, get it done, get it done, so you can continue to shine bright like a diamond, doing everything, get it done, so you can keep getting your checks and those big fat bonuses. Y'all feeling me? These corporations, that's what they do. Those corporate guys that sit at the desk, you know, they throw out the orders, and then they bring the hammer down on the little poor little workers in the field, and then they get the benefits because they got y'all to get it done. They reap the benefits. They don't give y'all nothing. They don't even give you a day off. Okay? Don't get nothing. All right? Y'all feel me on that? So leaders, the ones that's doing this, even if you work at a little store, it don't matter. Dairy Queen, Jack in the Box, it don't matter. telling these people, be on time. Get your work done. Clean up. Do this. Do that. It goes this way. It goes that way. But then when it get busy, you shortcutting. And you doing the things that you're telling them not to do. That's what you doing. The things you done wrote them up for, you doing. Why? Because you the boss. You the manager. So you can do what you want to. No, you can't. So the things that you're requiring others to do so that you can continue to excel and look great, you need to pat them on the back, thank them sometimes, give them a little extra. Do something special for them. Out your pocket, if need be. Okay? But the companies usually a lot for you to do a little reward system. They usually a lot for that. Petty cash, something. They got something going on. If they don't, do it yourself. Okay? The people that are keeping you successful, making money for you, you need to thank those who are down in the bottom doing the grunt work. Okay? So the things that you're requiring of them, you need to be willing to also do and let them see you doing it. Okay? Because you're leading by example. They see you half-stepping, but they can't come at you sideways. But you can come at them. They can't say, well, you do it. Y'all know parents. These kids, they be on the phone, teeth missing. They make some comment like that. Well, you do it. Okay? And they in trouble. So, anyway, that's number two. I know that's a lot. This is some heavy stuff, y'all. Number three. What does your retirement look like if you do nothing else? Now, y'all know y'all always want to talk about firing your boss. I'm going to start my own business. But, yeah, you have not done any of the groundwork. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make this much, and I'm going to retire. Okay, but you still got to set up a platform for that, a plan for that. There's a strategy that you got to do. Okay? Y'all feeling me? It's hard to get a business off the ground. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. It's hard getting a business off the ground. It's hard to get money coming in when you're doing that. Now, fear got to do with all these three of these questions. You're afraid with your retirement, I don't have money to pay the bills I got. You're probably right. But guess what? You better figure it out. I never thought that I would be preparing and living in my retirement at the age of 43. Okay? These are some things y'all need to think about, y'all. It can get real heavy and real hard real fast if you don't have your ducks in a row. I had my little plan going. It was working. But y'all, 43, I had just got through putting two kids in college. So my little savings and little monies was low. You hear me? Taking care of children but with a single mama? Yeah, y'all. I know about it. Doing that thing by myself. Yeah, I mean, it's some things I could have done and required a baby daddy, my ex-husband. I could have required him to do some stuff, really push that. But what good would that have done for me to destroy his world so I could still get nothing and being locked up and helping nobody? They're away from their dad, you know. There's no reason for me to continue to try to hurt them, and they don't, in return, you're really hurting the kid. So prepping for retirement means you got to start early in life. Your mind, y'all better start helping these kids now. Helping them now. Don't quit giving them everything under the sun. Quit loading them up with all these things without them working for it. Don't teach them how to work for the things they want. Provide what they need. But the things that they want, you need to teach them how to work. Work at it. Work hard at it. And there are other things to do besides kick a ball, throw a ball, swing a ball, bat, and all that extra stuff, skating up and down, this and that and other. That's fine. Everybody ain't cut out for that, okay? They all need agents, bookkeepers, lawyers, doctors, physicians, surgeons. I can go on and on. Publishers, you know? There are so many other ways to help those successful people that will keep you successful because you will be great at what you do. You see where I'm going with this? Everybody don't have to have $1 million. I know that's the goal, everybody, but y'all, when you think about $1 million, ain't no lot of money. And when you get that $1 million, if you don't know what to do with it, it's really not a lot of money. Okay, so your retirement, if you don't set up something for you, because I'm going to tell you, now I've been living in this fixed income world for 12 years. And when I tell you, I have been in prayer, Lord, I don't know why you did this to me. I don't know why you did this to me, but I'm still trying to do what I can do in where I am. So you got to see it, y'all. Y'all got to see it. You can't sit around and wallow in your situation. If you're still here and God is still speaking to you, you need to get up and do what you need to do and stop feeling sorry for yourself. Pick up your cross and follow him. Okay, preach, y'all, but I'm telling you, I ain't no preacher, evangelist, or nothing. I ain't been called to do none of that. I'm just telling y'all what I've had to go through these last few months. But okay, retirement. Just make sure you get that stuff put together. And 401 ain't the only source. Get y'all some Roth IRA accounts. Start these kids some 529 accounts. Get them some mutual funds if you need to. If you want to go in that area, that's cool. But I'm telling you, you need to teach these kids how to have a skill, a talent, a trade, something that they can do for themselves, because these big businesses are shutting down, and they're shutting down fast. And they coming in and sneaking in. The managers know. So when they getting these big bonuses from y'all doing all that hard work, they putting it aside. Why? Because they already know what's coming. Y'all ain't going to even see it coming. The man at the bottom is the last one to know anything. And guess what? You stay at the bottom because you're not aware. You don't want to know. I just want to do my job and go home. Been there, done that, said that. Anywho, number four. Oh, y'all got 11 minutes. Okay. Number four, is your inheritance money, knowledge, or experience? It can be all of them, especially if you're older. But you set that thing up for your retirement, the money going to be there because y'all got y'all life insurances and whatnot. Living benefits is something you need to focus on and get under control, because I'm telling you, had I known about it back then, I would have done it. Because y'all, I'm going to tell you, it hit me hard, and I had to use all of my little money. Okay, so your inheritance, God says to leave an inheritance for your children's children, which is your grandkids. And if none of nobody, your kids don't know, your grandkids don't know how to manage that money, and you leaving all of this money, guess what's going to happen to that inheritance? It's going to be gone before they can stop crying. Okay? Just say, I know that ain't funny, but it's funny. Anyway, we don't need to be doing no GoFundMes. Get your stuff in order. Okay? Get it in order. So your family don't have to struggle. That little life insurance policy, oh, I'll be dead, it won't matter. Don't do that to your family. Did nobody help me? Don't do that to your family. The best way you can help your family is to give them the knowledge of how to manage the money that you're leaving through the experiences that you've been through. Okay, that was number four. All right, I got to keep going. I did that in 1 minute. All right, I did that, that young lady said. All right, number five. Why are you comfortable in your stuck state? Y'all stuck. You don't know what to do. You ain't listening to God. You don't want to hear God. You know what to do, but you stuck because you're torn. Lord, I don't want to pay your tithe. Okay? I can just pay your tithe. Okay? We giving ourselves 30% of our check, and then we'll go blow the other 50% and pay your bills with the rest, and then you still don't pay them all. You pay in pieces. Do what you got to do. Uncle Sam's going to get his taxes. He's going to get done. Folks say, I ain't got to do nothing but pay my taxes and die. And that's almost true. But you got to get your salvation in order, too, before you go. All right? And God gives us things to do here, y'all. People can't carry your legacy on if they have no knowledge, if they don't know. You stuck, and you stuck in a mind frame that there's nothing you can offer. You need to get up out of that. You need to talk to the Lord. You need to get on your knees. You need to get some counseling. You need to get over some stuff. All right? Move on. Move forward. Teach them grandbabies. Take them in. I don't care if I can't read. It don't matter. You know how to do something. I know you know how to do something. Folks who grew up with nothing are very talented, very skilled. You hear me? Hardest workers you will ever have, because when they get a job, they ain't trying to lose it. Now, these are good people, okay? Good workers. And those are the people you need to acknowledge is walking to work, walking home, bringing their lunch. Okay? Some of them can't even do that. They're just sitting there because they ain't got nothing to eat. Been there, huh? Okay? You don't know how you're going to eat, but somebody will buy a pizza for the day and you want the rest of it. Sure, we'll take it. Thank you. Better drop that pride at the door. God is providing you something to eat because you done provided for your kids, made sure they got something to eat while they're in school. They ate breakfast, but you ain't got nothing. Why? Because you didn't have enough money. You get to work, and somebody bless you, okay? Somebody put $5, $10 in your hand. You low on gas, and somebody need a ride. Well, I'll get you some gas. There you go. So, anywho, like I said, I'm, as you preacher say, I'm just going to cut it off because I ain't through. I'm just going to stop. Y'all, let's get our minds out of that old mindset mentality. Yo, 40 acres and a mule has come through your hair several times. You just didn't do nothing with it. Okay? Home-based businesses, don't knock it till you try it. And when you try it, really try it. Really do it. Get in there and learn. This is the best way for you to get business. Understanding of business is when you get a home-based business. Get something with some services. Get something that's going to benefit you and what you do already. That way you ain't got to learn too much. You can already get the knowledge. Get an electric company. Learn how that thing works, the language, so you can look at your bill and be understand it. And guess what? You might be able to do a little something, save yourself some money. You start saving some money and coming up a little bit, somebody going to ask you what you've been doing, how can I get it done, and you can tell them, this is what I did. You got people selling jewelry, makeup, toys, Tupperware, clothes, you know, seamstress. Y'all, come on, making clothes out of old raggedy clothes. They're making outfits, pants out of skirt. I mean, skirts out of pants. Anyway, it's endless. I can go ahead and tell y'all all kinds of stuff. I'm just that way. But in who? Make it happen for you. The top is still not ownership in any business or a job. You can get to management. You can be a store manager. You can be a corporate manager. You can be all that. But you will never be the owner. Can't be Sam Walton. Sam Walton dead and gone. But guess who got his company? His children and now his grandchildren, and is on the way to the great-grand. You see where I'm going with this? Create your greater lifestyle by changing your status and raising your standards. It can happen, and it can happen with you. You just got to want the want to. You got to want it. You got to want to want to. Because if you don't want to, ain't nothing else I can do for you. I can sit here all day and talk to you. But if you don't want it, you ain't willing to sacrifice and do the work, you're not ready for your next level. Saying God done curse you, he ain't for you, he don't love you. He does. He just waiting on you to make some decisions. Salvation comes first. Because why? You need to talk to him. And he hears the voices of his children. So if you ain't saved and you say you've been praying and he ain't hearing you, guess what? You got to get saved to get him to answer the phone. All right? Okay, y'all. I'm Madeline Bass. So real, Madeline. Don't let fear stop you from succeeding. Don't let fear get in the way. I'm going to just tell you this was not what my show was supposed to be about, but this is what God gave me, and I'm going to be obedient. Talk to you next week. Oh, Glenn Breslin, he said the same. I'm going to give you what I was supposed to do today. How about that? I'll find it. It's somewhere. I don't know where it is, but Lord knows I have looked for it and looked for it. I cannot find it. That just floors me. But anywho, getting through the fear is a skill that anyone can learn, okay? Getting through it, you know what you got to do? You got to pray your way. Pray your way through it. See where you're going and keep moving forward. I'm Madeline Bass, keeping it real daily. Holla. Y'all have a good one. And I want you to know his name, Quincy Howard, 2x2.
Whoa, whoa, yeah, where, Holy Spirit just moved, oh, yeah, hey, Holy Spirit just moved, why be the camp, 2x2 the movement, let's go.
I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your
hello,
name.
Hello, y'all. I really want to get to know his name, not just for a season like Christmas or holidays. I heard his name is Jesus, name higher than every name. And he can't be born and died for sins. We're trying to blame since that's the case, and what a shame that people nowadays not even thinking of him. They living for selfish gain instead of hearing Jesus is the reason for the season, which is truth. I'm hearing about a man with toys and clowns on roofs. Give him the boot. Now can you please remind me, what's a Santa Claus to a rockabye baby? I mean rockabye baby. Who's a man now with not a baby? You know he died, but he rose up. Now lift his name up. His name's Emmanuel, I swear, no hell, won't even touch it. That's the end of discussion. I wanna know his name, let my life be show and tell, so you can tell I know him well, it's in his name. I believe,
know
yeah.
Your name.
Whoa,
know
whoa.
Your name. Know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name.
Picture perfect, I played the perfect picture. Drunk off the spit, yeah, I found the perfect liquor. High off his love, yeah, I found